Whipper.
Hey, podcasters, Fitzy and Webber here. If you haven't checked out our Donald Trump song yet, you can go to... There it is. The decision... We went with Cheetos. I wanted to say Twisties.
Why didn't we go with Twisties?
But we wanted to get, we wanted to tap into the US market. They don't have Twisties over there, mate.
Don't they?
No. They have Cheetos, though. Do they have Cheezels? Does anyone know if they have Cheezels in the States?
If we've got Cheezels, they've got Cheezels.
How fun was it putting Cheezels on every one of your fingers in a thumb as a kid?
I know. And then licking every finger. Oh. I'd go around the party and lick everyone else's fingers
it's
as
so
well.
It's so good.
I'm still licking fingers these days.
Yeah. Oh, they don't. Okay, we're
don't
just
have Cheezels
confirmation.
In
no Cheezels in America.
Yeah. Hey, America.
Cheetos, though.
Get Cheezels.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Thanks,
man. Or Twisties. I'd go Twisties first.
I love food.
Anyway, if you want to go check out the song, it's on the Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page. Actually, you know what? We have to give a key ring to this young lady as well. Apparently, she listens to the show, Northern Beaches Girl. Last night, if you watched Australian Survivor, this is what happened.
Winner of Australian Survivor, Christy.
Christy, congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, guys. I actually just got chills listening to that announcement over again just then. I've got a little bit of a tear in my eye, actually.
Christy, I need to apologise to you because a couple of nights ago I did tweet out, right? This is what I tweeted on.
Oh, no, Christy. All right. Sorry about this.
Come on, confess.
All right, Christy. I just have to win immunity tomorrow that I've never won before. And I thought, what are you doing? You are going to the final three with the two of the most competitive competitors on the whole of Survivor, Elle and Lee, and they were together. You knew they were going to go to the final two. You had to win that last challenge. What an amazing effort. How long were you up on those polls for, Christy?
I think it was 6 hours and 35 minutes.
And how hot was it? Because you're up on the volcano.
It was actually freezing on that cliff. The wind was so strong. We were absolutely saturated with water. We were shaking because it was so cold. We have no fat on us, remember, all. Just little bones. And I just remember, like, thinking, thank goodness I've got Barry's shirt off.
You thought you'd never say those words.
Barry? One for you, mate.
Christy, what about, I mean, how many times during the show did you think, I'm done, I can't go on here?
Never.
Never, ever.
Wow.
Them fighting words.
It didn't even cross my mind. I was like, I will never, ever give up.
Because how many days were you in there, Christy?
55 days.
55. And for anyone out there, American Survivor is just as brutal. And they're only in there for 33. They're only in there for just over a month.
39. Sorry,
39. So, Christy, can you tell us what's the hardest part of Survivor? Is it that first week acclimatising to your conditions and not having any food? Is that the hardest the first couple of weeks?
That initial shock of getting thrown in there. Like, at Aganoa, we didn't have fire or food to 7 days.
Yeah, God.
We were freezing, absolutely freezing. We were spooning each other for warmth. And I remember I ate, across 7 days, I ate one avocado and a quarter of a raw pumpkin. And I hadn't slept at all. Like,
torture.
And the game mentally just zaps you instantly because you can feel what's going on, but you can't explain it because you don't have proof a lot of the time.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. This is a really personal question, right? And Sarah, apologies to you and to Christy as well.
Oh.
But there was a guy on American Survivor that went the whole trip and didn't go and do number twos the whole time.
For 39 days.
For 39 days, because he didn't have any food in his system, mate.
Oh, my God.
And he survived. Was that few and far between for you as well, Christy?
Oh, so clogged. Absolutely.
But you won't get that question too many times today. And I reckon there's another TV show in it, Fitzy. You're not allowed to poo. Who lasts the longest?
I'm so classy sometimes.
Oh, who cares? You've got $500,000, Christy. Who cares?
Exactly right. It doesn't matter. I managed to pull it off, get my way through, and I'm proud of everything that I did out there. I have zero regrets whatsoever, and I'm so glad that I went up against the two fierce competitors there. That's what I wanted. I wanted to earn that title, and That's what I did.
Well done. Congratulations, Christy. Great news.
Got the title, got the money, got the 6 o'clock club key ring. I mean, what a package.
Christy, are you going to send out a nice tweet about me now and say that I proved you wrong?
All right, I will do that for you right now, Christy. Well done. Congratulations. You should be very proud. Appreciate you coming on the show, love.
Oh, thank you so much. Also, one last thing. I listen to you guys, like, every morning when I went to the gym at 5:15 training for Survivor. Can I have one of the 6 o'clock club key rings?
Yeah. I mean, we've been trying to hand one to you. Christy, I don't know what number you're getting, but you've got as many as you want. All right.
Yes!
You are in the club. Don't worry about your Survivor title.
Good
you're
girl.
In the club.
You got 1,234. It's coming your way, Christy. Well done.
Hells yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye, Christy. Let's talk about sleeping, guys. We learnt the other day you do 20 years of it in a lifetime. I was shocked by that statistic and angered by it. I feel like I'm wasting time when I'm asleep. But you need those moments. You need the REM, rapid eye movement sleep.
And you do, and you do. And Sarah and I say this regularly, but some of the best moments we've ever had with you, Whip, is when you're fast asleep.
That's very kind 100%. Of you, which is quite often when you say I'm a really good bloke. So I appreciate that.
We just love it when you're asleep. We just sit there going, what a great guy.
I'm not listening. Let's talk about a thing called Napflix. Not Netflix, Napflix. Okay. There's a couple of Spanish guys who have decided to come up with TV shows that you watch that put you to sleep. So if you need something to put yourself to sleep, maybe listen to the radio or a podcast.
20 to 1.
Now there is a TV show. 20 to 1. Just to put you to sleep. What will be tonight's number one? Here we go. So they've got shows like one of the non-stop animation of a cardboard pig that just walks down the street. So you just look at the cardboard pig, look at the cardboard pig. I'm getting tired. I'm gone. I'm falling asleep looking at a cardboard pig.
Right.
So they're things like this. I mean, it's a running joke that we suggest the podcast is quite a good technique
That's
to get
to sleep.
That's a good one. Then we go on to, which I think is interesting to discuss, the top movies and also top songs to put you to sleep to listen to.
Movies.
You could put these on Netflix.
What's the longest movie? Would Gone with the Wind be in there or something
God,
like
yeah,
that?
Oh, God, yeah, that is. That's, what, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Hasn't made the top 10. Lord of the Rings is in there.
Oh,
never
wow.
actually seen Lord of the Rings.
Oh, they're intense, but it's because there's, what, 4 of them?
Yeah.
No, 6.
6 of them?
Yeah, because The Hobbit goes to 3 and then Lord of the Rings.
But there's a lot of action in there. It'd wake you up. You know what I mean? There's some stuff you need. You need ones where there's just a lot of talking.
I know what you mean. Long slabs.
What's the most boring movie you've ever seen?
Oh, I've walked out of a
few.
That's a hard one to nail down.
Everyone think about
seen.
It. Okay. You keep talking about Netflix.
No, I don't want to.
And we'll
this.
Come back.
Why don't we just put on some nice soft music, Jane? We'll take 30 seconds out just to think about it for a while.
Good idea.
I don't think that's great
radio.
No,
let's keep talking. You're right, Sarah. Blade Runner. I thought that was a good movie.
Yeah, no, Blade Runner was very, it was very boring in certain parts.
It'd be something like Driving Miss Daisy.
Yes.
Or a show like
or
that.
Or like Kramer versus Kramer or something like that, you know?
The English Patient is on the list. I've never seen that. 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Okay, yeah, that's
anyone
long.
Seen that?
That's
no.
long.
That is the number one movie to fall asleep to. That's guaranteed to put you to sleep.
What was that really long one that Matthew McConaughey was in that was up for all the Oscars?
Oh, not the Dallas Buyers Club.
No,
the one we went out of space.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
can't think
Intermission,
of it.
Interstellar.
Didn't that go for
that
5 hours or something?
What about this? Oh, the top songs to listen to fall asleep. And there's two names that keep getting rotated here. Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Number one. Beautiful. Stay With Me, Sam Smith.
Yeah, but see,
as an artist,
you wouldn't mind being in that category because you're making beautiful music that people can relax to.
I see Fire, Ed Sheeran. I'm Not the Only One, Sam Smith. All of Me, Johnny Legend.
Yeah.
What about, hang on a minute, how did this make the top 10? Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do from 50 Shades of Grey.
Is T-Pain's Turn All the Lights On in there? No.
So aggressive.
Have
that
got
song.
That?
I don't think so.
I mean, that's always put me to sleep.
If you've got Ed Sheeran.
That's a good one for waking you up.
Mm. All right, Owen, welcome to the show. What movie do you think should be on the list?
Les Miserables.
Well done, Owen.
Yeah, Owen. Didn't get into it, Owen?
No. Fell asleep every time I've watched it.
Yeah, it's Whipper's favourite.
It's a stage show, Owen. You know what? If you want to go and see something boring, and I saw it as a kid, and then I went back maybe 4 years ago with the entire family and walked out.
Awesome night.
Go and see Cats.
Oh, don't bag Cats, mate.
Cats is the most
Delta
boring.
Delta was in Cats?
I mean, it went for 25.
Well,
still
hang on.
Running, isn't it?
Doesn't she sing the same song 4 or 5 times? isn't it?
What is the main song out of Cats again?
Memories. La, 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 la. I love it when you sing. Yeah.
Does she sing it four times in
Apparently
the show?
Apparently it is pretty much the only song, and she does it. What about that film Meet Joe Black? Did you guys see that with Brad Pitt and Anthony Hopkins?
Was that
Hopkins?
A stinker as well?
No, I love that film, but that's 178 minutes.
Yeah, but that was a beautiful movie.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, he comes back as a ghost.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a movie, there's a song. Choose one of those. If you can't
what about Netflix and Chill?
That's different.
No?
That's, you need to be awake for that.
Right, okay.
You can try it. Normally that'll put you to sleep. I don't know. Play with it. 13-24-10, love to know how you've got out of a fine, whether it was a speeding fine, you've been pulled over, or maybe it was a parking fine. Big discussion that happened here the other day, because, you know, when the parking downstairs, you can now be fined in a private car park. And the general chat is, you don't pay those fines, guys. My wife, Lisa, got a fine at, like, Wilson Parking or something. $500.
Whoa.
Because she was... And it was because the machine wasn't working.
She parked it on the top of another car.
Yeah, where did she park?
She parked in a disabled spot next to a machine. Didn't park in the disabled spot, pulled up to use the machine because the machine on the lower level was broken. So the car was still running.
Yeah, right.
Guy comes over, $500 fine. Never paid it. You don't have to. Private park.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, we never paid it. You can give me a call if you'd like.
The rebel over here.
Yeah, let's brag about your law breaking.
Boom. I'm wild, guys.
Wow.
Wild.
So you're on the run.
Yeah, I am.
Just keep running,
don't
friend.
Don't tell anyone where I am.
Far out.
I'm off to Spain this afternoon.
Cops, he's here.
What about this guy? He's written a letter because he copped a $65 parking fine for being 4 minutes late. And I like his style too. He's written to them and said, I'd like to make a counter offer to the fine. We've established it at $7 for 2 hours parking. That's a reasonable charge, enough to cover costs and make a profit. Now that that's been established and my vehicle was there for a total of four minutes, I'm willing to pay for those 4 minutes. If you calculate the rate, it's 5.8 cents per minute. So I offer you 25 cents.
That was a quick calculation.
Thank you so much.
Do you know what? Like nowadays as well, back in the old days, you could actually, when they were writing out the ticket, you could, you know, give them maybe
a dead leg or a sack whack
and you can get it back, you know what I mean? But
We do not condone that.
They take photos. Parking inspectors take photos and then they get back in their car and drive off and fill out your ticket later.
And they put notes, because I contested a fine where I'd pulled out of the flow of traffic during the city to surf to try and get out of the way to figure out where am I going to get out of here. And the guy took the photo, and when I contested it, he'd written on my fine that I was argumentative.
Oh.
So they wrote back to me and said, nah, the guy said you'd be trouble. We're not letting you off your fine.
And that's just his opinion. You know, I went to the shopping centre the other day. Money in the machine, and then I got a message on the new software on the iPhone saying that I only had 10 minutes left on my parking. I didn't even know it existed.
That's good.
How clever is that? Magic and Millie.
What are you doing at a supermarket on the run?
I know.
Like, you got to lay low.
I had a balaclava.
Go to ground loops.
I had a balaclava on.
That was silly.
Yeah, I know. Magic Millie, how have you got out of it? Because...
You're quite versed in it, aren't you? Yeah, I am. So usually I say that I'm on the phone to my brother from South Africa.
Why South Africa?
Don't know. Once he was there and I was on the phone legitimately to him in South Africa, so I've just gone along with it.
Yeah, but Millie, you can't talk on your phone in the car. Yeah.
I know, that was
That's why you got pulled up.
And I got pulled up and, you know, very naughty. I actually was once pulled
over.
You
seem full of remorse.
Yes, I am. Once I was pulled over and I said that I was on my way to work and I worked on Fitzy Whipper and they let me off.
Oh, yep.
He was a fan of the show.
It depends on the police officer.
Yeah.
You're a very emotional woman anyway sometimes, you know. There's little things. If there's a cute cat on your computer, you'll cry.
Yes.
Do you get as the cop's getting out of the car and walking towards your car, you actually start crying, don't you?
Cannot stop. It's like... You know, someone Panic. In my family has died. Like, I will get hysterical.
Wow.
So by the time they get to my window, they're like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just so sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get hysterical.
I think the girls have got an advantage there.
Liz in St. Ives, how did you get out of it, Liz?
Oh, it was Valentine's Day morning, and I was about 10 k's over the limit. Mm. And I just said, mate, I'm in a hurry. I've got to get to the office to open all my cards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I threw a bit of humour in there, Liz, and he liked that, did he?
Yeah, he was a bit taken aback, but yeah, he let me off.
That's not bad.
That's
all right,
not bad
a bit
at
of humour.
Okay.
Peter in Mona Vale, how did you get out of it, Pete?
Well, I used to work at a pizza delivery chain when I was back in high school, And I'd be driving around a lot late at night in my pizza uniform.
Yep.
And so because I was out a lot late, increases the chance of getting pulled over. So I'd always get pulled over. They'd always say, oh, you're working hard. It's all good. So then I actually started wearing my pizza uniform just willy-nilly during the day, driving to the beach, catch up with mates.
Yeah.
And I was just pretty much driving 10K of the limit everywhere. Every time I got pulled over, they said, oh, mate, good on you for working hard. Keep on at it.
Oh, what?
What, they felt sorry for you because you were a pizza delivery man?
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're working hard. And so I just, it was like immunity. Don't know if you've watched Survivor. It was like immunity.
Wow, just chuck a Domino's polo shirt on and you're fine.
I thought you were going to say you offered them free pizza.
Nathan in St. Clair, how do you get out of it, Nath?
How you going, boys? I'm just going to get straight into it. I was getting a speeding fine off this female cop, and I thought, geez, how am I going to get out of this one? And so I started flirting with her, and I said, can I have your number? And she just smiled and went back to the car and banged back 2 tickets, banged back her number, and gave me the ticket also. So I didn't really get out of it, but I got the number, which was the positive side.
No. I don't know about that.
Really happen, Nathan? That feels like a rubbish story.
Nah, it's not rubbish. It really happened, honestly.
Serious.
Wow. I mean,
I reckon it's a bucks night, Nathan. It was in your dream.
Yeah, it wasn't a real policewoman.
Laura in Barawa. What happened to you, Laura?
Hi. So I was driving to work on a casual Friday a couple of years ago. I looked like an absolute heifer. And I got pulled over by a police officer who said I was driving with no registration. Mm-hmm. And he said he had to give me $3,600 fines, but he was only going to give me one of them because he could smell that I was wearing Britney Spears fantasy perfume, and that was his favourite.
That is awesome.
No way.
I swear to God. I keep a bottle of it in my car till that day.
If you are sitting in your car and a policeman leans in the window and says, is that Britney Spears? That's my favourite fragrance.
If you're a single male cop, I mean, it is the perfect opportunity.
But you're working and you're doing your service for the community.
Yeah, and it's
you're not
scary.
focused on picking up girls by knowing Britney Spears.
No, but we know that there's a lot of people. There's a lot of police people out there with hearts. You know what I mean? And when they do hear a story,
well, they're real people.
They get to make the decision whether they give you the ticket or not.
Yeah.
But if you're a single guy and you've got a good-looking girl in there, perfect opportunity, Sarah.
No, I disagree. It's kind of terrifying when the cop comes up to the car. I wouldn't even know that they were flirting.
You've never tried to kiss a policeman that's pulled you over? No. Oh, stop but lying see, on the
it's
show.
It's only Wednesday.
You know what? I believe that story. Nathan's story, though, with the female cop, I don't know about that one. That sounds a bit dodgy to
that's
me.
That's a stretch. Maddie in Penrith, is something similar happened to you, Maddie? Or?
Yeah, sort of. So I'm not the person with the cleanest diet in the world. So let's just say when I let one rip, it sort of, you know, lets off a bit of a smell. Oh. And I got pulled over, and I sort of said to the cop, "Look, can you let me off this time? I'm gonna, you know, let one rip in the pants." And he goes, "Come on, mate, I've heard that one before." So I sort of, you know, I farted and it let off a bit of a smell, and then I played along with it. I went, "Oops," and the cop goes, "Oh, mate, no, go clean yourself up." And yeah, let me go.
That story smells more than what you emitted by the sounds of it.
Maddie, and I love the fact that the cop said, "I've heard this one before," as if everyone's used the tactic of farting when the policeman comes
I thought
over.
We were going to get some really good ways to get out of fines then.
You've just heard them kiss the cop or fart.
Yeah, ask for a number and fart in the car.
Wow.
That doesn't work.
Interesting one this morning, Sarah. Concern, Justin Timberlake facing jail time.
Yeah, he's looking at up to 30 days behind bars because he took a selfie in a voting booth and posted it on Instagram. He'd gone back to Tennessee, obviously, to vote, which is his hometown, and he's taken this photo. Have a look. See, he's standing in front of the polling booth like that. You're not allowed to do that.
He will get a hard time for that.
How about 30 days jail and $50 fine? Just doesn't really feel like they match up, does it?
Cry me a river.
Anyway,
that's not bad.
Thanks very much, guys.
Well done.
No one's been prosecuted
rock your body.
On that.
I'm bringing, bringing sexy back.
Can't stop this sentence.
Can't stop the sentence.
Not bad.
Speaking of bad singing, Coldplay's Chris Martin's brought his kids up on stage.
Yes.
Now, I know he's done it, obviously, because he thinks they can both sing. And not to be cruel, because they are very sweet, but this is his daughter, Apple, having a go at Ariana Grande's Just a Little Bit of Your Heart. Have a listen.
all right.
It's okay. Tough song.
Yeah. I don't feel the need to. I'm into it.
Are you?
It's you know what? At that age, you wouldn't have a crack at it. When your dad's Chris Martin, your mum's Gwyneth. Because Gwyneth can sing okay as well.
Yeah, she can.
You, just wouldn't get up there and have a crack at it in front of people, would
you? I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that it doesn't really translate in an Instagram video.
Well done, Sarah.
Yeah.
She sounds like that 16-year-old British girl that sings.
Oh, awesome. Bring us back to the table.
Oh, that's great.
What happened here?
What?
Oh, no. Here's the serial killer traits of Michael Whitfield again.
That's who it sounds like. Her birdie. Well, jump in earlier, mate, so I'm not left singing.
I didn't know what you're on about.
It doesn't sound like Birdie at all.
Where were we? Justin Timberlake.
Some exciting news. Mel Gibson is going to be having his 9th baby. The 60-year-old is expecting with his 26-year-old girlfriend.
Good effort.
Do you think?
Yeah, great effort.
Oh, come on.
Keeps you young, Sam.
No, the act of trying to have a baby would keep you young. Having the baby would age you drastically.
Makes him angry.
Have a little beard on him.
He said that...
he's got a brave heart, though, that guy.
Do you know, all this week, you guys have consistently ruined this experience for me.
I'm not laughing.
Fine, well,
Sarah.
Hey, when you're 60 years of age and you've got a lethal weapon, you've got to use it.
If you're going to make a joke, get it out in one bit.
Sorry, sir.
Finally, finally, Barack Obama's appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He was talking, obviously, about Donald Trump, and they asked why does he ever respond. You know how Donald Trump sends the nasty tweets or responds to things, and Barack says no, he has more important things to do, like leading the country. He praised Hillary Clinton, and then he read out what people have said about him on Twitter. These are a few of them.
Obama couldn't negotiate getting a Whopper without pickles. I bet Obama likes mustard on his hot dogs because he's gross.
Now, they're supposed to be mean tweets, but no, wait for it. This one, I think, was a personal favorite because I know how much you guys like this band.
Barack Obama is the Nickelback of presidents.
That's the ultimate insult.
Poor guy.
Right. Do you know what? You won't know how much you miss Barack Obama until he's gone.
Absolutely. But when they asked him about another term, which obviously he can't have, but he did say, no, Michelle would divorce me if I even thought about it.
Have you seen that close-up photo of him from when he first was president, 8 years later to now, and how much he's aged?
Yeah, the grey hair.
And lost weight?
He still looks pretty good.
And this year has been like year 12 for him. It's been a party the entire time. He's been having so much fun and he's about to go to schoolies. Yeah, I want to throw this one out there, guys, and want to know what you sign off on text messages with. You know, do you do a cheers or what do you go for? Because recently I've been doing love to people and friends that I know. I think it's the way forward. So basically by saying
so
love.
So what, love whipper?
No, just love. I could use an emoji and just put a heart in there, but it's like saying, mate, love you, mate. I just feel like in this world we need to embrace friendship more.
So I'll meet you there in 15 minutes. Love.
Yep.
Do you know, Whips, I almost think that's an improvement, though, because the ones I get from you usually say kisses at the end.
Kisses is fun, too. Yeah,
no, it's just a weird word to
end the
text
with. Or it's
an
emoji that I've sent you.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the eggplant emoji again.
The way that you spell love, L-U-V, is a bit weird as well.
Don't spell it like that. It's just I've had some negative feedback. Which kind of threw me a bit, because I don't do it to girls. I do it to guys. I do it to you, Maddie DeGroot. By the way, Maddie and I are celebrating 4 years on Facebook as friends today. Facebook just told me.
You know, that's awkward because the show's been on air for 5.5. So for at least 18 months, you weren't a friend.
Yeah, it was a wild card.
Can I just say as well, thank you very much for alerting me to that. I will not be checking my Facebook page today.
You're not even on
for the next couple of days.
Anyway, bad feedback from Kate Ritchie, who has said, I was a bit thrown by the love. Look, I understand where she's coming
Kate's
from. She didn't
like
know whether I was making advances towards her. She was a bit thrown by that. Great news, though. At the time, celebrity judge and MasterChef man Matt Preston was there. And I was able to show that I'd sent the same sign-off to Matt Preston. So I was able to say, look, I didn't just do love to you, Kate. I did love to Matt Preston as well. But I wasn't sure if people were thrown by that term.
Fitzy, you once did an intervention on me, remember, for putting kisses on the end of an email?
Yes.
And that was an accident. That was just a sign-off with a kiss. But you felt like that was too long.
There was multiple kisses.
Well, only if you ask nicely.
It was like, Fitz, well done on the show today. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
And you were right. I'm pretty sure I didn't send you an encouragement email.
Stop doing it. Into my neck.
When you do the sound of the kisses, it really adds a certain reality to it, doesn't it?
Because when you're reading them out, it's like when people put stuff in capitals. You're yelling it to someone.
Well, I was not meaning to neck nuzzle you over email.
Yeah.
And you were thrown by that, weren't you? Yeah. Because we're more than just colleagues. I mean, there's some real friendships here, and that's why...
Well, see, this is one of the things, though, about a text message is it's very clear when the message has ended because it arrives in your inbox. So you don't really need a sign-off.
What do you sign off with?
Well, you just press send. At the conclusion of the content, you just hit
send. A lot of people
usually
just
a full
cheers.
Stop. I usually finish with a full stop.
I mean, I thought you had to sign
off
with something.
Number one of the not okay sign-offs are people that sign off with their initials, and I possibly would have pinged you as an MJW.
I'd like do it on email.
A, you're a grade A tosser if you do it.
Yep, sure.
And B, I know it's from you because it's said on arrival, text message from Michael Whitfley in this case.
Yeah. Should I just stand, is there an emoji I should just go with, which is generic enough, which represents friendship and support?
Wait, that's what I'm trying to do here.
Like, I'm trying to embrace.
And Tom, back me up here. This is coming from a guy, right, that used to ring companies to get cheaper prices and used to introduce himself as, what was your dad's company name? Warehouse Sales?
Yes. To IC, to the general manager.
And Whipper used to say, hello, it's Michael Whitfley
Michael
here.
John
to
Whitfley.
IC, to the manager at Warehouse Sales. To sound like he had a title.
No, that was, mate. That was for reason. That's what I...
I would
sign off with love and I'd get half price. You know what I mean?
Would you do that when booking a restaurant? I'd like an exclusive table at this IM2IC to the general manager at Warehouse Sales.
Oh, if I was at the drive-thru at McDonald's, I'd still be trying to get a free soft serve.
Just hit send, mate. Just hit send.
Thanks, guys.
It's a horrible feeling. We got broken into when I was younger 3 times in 1 month.
Christy Downs.
I came home from school one day and the place was ransacked there. And I will see the front door was open. So I'm like, Mum! Mum!
Scary.
And then there's stuff strewn everywhere.
Moccasins.
And
all
I'm
over the
freaking
house.
Out thinking that someone's still in the house. But see, when you come home and you find that someone's still in there breaking in. That's what freaks you out even more. A guy over in Vancouver, he's an accountant. He came home from a big day at work, took his shoes off and went straight onto the couch, turned the telly on, and he could hear something sizzling. He's going, what's that? So he's gone out into the kitchen. Mm. There was a guy... This is fair... I'm not making this up, Sarah. There was a guy cooking a meal in his kitchen completely naked.
It was Jamie Oliver.
Why would he be in the... Oh. Very funny.
So in that instance, I don't know what you do, but I would yell as well. I'd just go, ah!
Oh, yeah, put an order in.
He yelled at the guy. The guy freaked out, ran out of the house. The cops were called, and he was arrested 2 blocks away, completely naked on the ground.
What was he doing? Had he wandered into the wrong house?
I think he was on a bit of gear. He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, still knocks you do stuff like that, don't you?
Still knocks, yeah. Knocks? Classic, yeah. Mm. Normally you leave your undies on, though.
I mean, this happens. A lot of people do mistake houses for other houses after a few drinks.
I love the stories when you are moving house with the family or something and you haven't been told that they've moved or when the date was. So someone comes back from overseas and they go back to the old house.
Ah, yes.
But the family's moved and someone else has moved it.
Surprise!
I'm home! Who are you?
Rodney's giving us a call from Marrickville. Who is in your mate's house, Rodney?
Yeah, a drunk. He found a drunk on his lounge chair when he woke up from his sleep during the night.
Wow. So what time in the morning, really early in the morning, and there was just a bloke there fast asleep snoring, Rodney?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he forgot to lock his door.
Oh,
no.
See, what are
and
you...
And they... Yeah, guys called the police and said I thought he was going home.
Oh, no. See, you got a feel for the bloke. You'd be freaking out, but if you could smell the booze on him, you'd probably put a blanket on him and
give him a feed
in the morning.
That mate of mine who was in a stormtrooper's outfit after a Christmas party and couldn't get into his house and looked across the road and saw a light on and wandered through the front door of one of the neighbours' place and he woke up with 2 girls screaming at him. He was asleep on their couch and he'd urinated everywhere.
Oh. Oh. Good mate?
Yeah, good mate. His name's Gary.
May the force be with you.
Oh, Tony, welcome to the show.
Tony from West Hoxton. Who was in your room?
Actually, so I was at my brother's house staying over there for work one night, and they all came back home after a big night, and I just thought it was him coming home. That's all he told me. And I wake up on the lounge, and somebody's standing over me breathing real heavily, and then, long story short, he basically thought I was the toilet.
Oh no, Tony. That's happened to me as well.
Some random guy just like standing over me breathing heavily. And I'm looking at him like, bro, what are you doing? And he just looks at me, doesn't say a word. And the next thing you know, he just starts going toilet on me.
He's doing a wee. Tommy, I love this excuse. What's your situation at home, mate?
Oh, our upstairs neighbour, who is also known for being a bit randy, Sarah. After she goes out for a few drinks, she will come home and try and get into our apartment every single time. She's done it about 5 times. She puts her key in and then fiddles around for a minute, doesn't know why she can't get in, and then goes back upstairs.
And what do you just make out? You don't know what's going on, Tom?
What is she doing this time? Hey, Inga, can you just go down and maybe get some milk?
We were talking just the other day about Miranda Kerr moving home, weren't we?
Yeah, possibly coming back to Sydney after that home invasion.
Yeah, welcome home, Kerry. Yeah, very scary, Sarah. Finally, she's spoken about the proposal from Evan Spiegel, which we know is the Snapchat man, which is exciting, worth a couple of $1 billion. You beauty. It's always interesting what you say at your time of proposal, because as a guy, when you've done all your planning and you're getting the environment right and you're, am I going to do it at a restaurant? Will it be out on a special balcony or wherever it might be? You think to yourself, I've got to drop a knee, I've got to say the thing, and I've got to put the ring on the finger. It's sort of a three-step process. Mm. Well, but what you say just gets thrown out the window because you're a bumbling, nervous mess.
Well, anxiety kicks in.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like it's... I don't know how comedians do it. How comedians can get up in front of a crowd and look out into that crowd, tell jokes,
and be comfortable.
Just with all the eyes on you for a whole hour. It would have to be the hardest job in the world. They do so well. But I reckon that moment when you propose to your fiancé at the time or your girlfriend at the time is right up there with that, because it just feels like... everything around you is just, you're picking up every sound.
Yep.
You're sweating like a pig. Your heart is racing. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, you're just a bumbling mess.
Oh, Fitz, that's cute.
You want to make it perfect, though.
Yeah, you do, because I remember thinking, I'm just going to say, I love you more than anyone I've ever loved before, and I'd love you to be my wife for the rest of my life.
Well, that's because
you don't have to sound like a Dr. Seuss boy.
Yeah.
No, well, I ended up... nice bit of rhyme in there.
Yeah,
message
very basic.
Is clear, although I stumbled because I'd been drinking a bit too for most of the day.
Yeah.
Miranda...
she had to say yes, I think.
I don't think she actually
been drinking ever since.
She didn't say yes. She sort of just murmured for a little
that
bit.
That was the moment she became an alcoholic.
She's back off the bottle, which is great news. Gone on. I kept the music game out. I enjoyed that. She's come out and said, he said to her, this is the most unromantic thing I've ever heard. I'm telling you, right, he's dropped a knee, okay? I'm telling you now, this is the first and last time I'm going to kneel down in front of you.
Oh.
Feels a bit demanding. And that, it was had the dog face thing on her at
the
time.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Which didn't help.
He was like a little beaver. Yeah. The beaver face.
Hello, Miranda. You're the love of my life.
Changed the voice as well.
Speed it up.
Very good.
2.8 kilometres. Geez, there's some crap on Snapchat, isn't there? Why do people put on Snapchat, right, when you watch their videos and it goes 2.8 kilometres per hour? Who cares, mate? You're on a boat. I don't care how fast you're going.
I mean, I'm talking about wedding proposals, but you come up with your Snapchat frustrations.
Yeah, but this is the guy that invented it.
I know. Let it out, mate.
Oh, give me a break. Move on.
13, 24, 10. If anyone else knows of an awkward thing to say when you drop a knee. I mean, when you're in that moment, Sarah. I don't want to mention the war, but...
But you will.
You know, death
can
and
I? I know you want to move on, but...
No, please, go ahead.
I don't want to move on.
Your first proposal.
What did he say?
Can you remember what he said?
Oh, it was something... I was not well, so I was lying on a hotel room bed. I just didn't feel very well. I think it was the beginning of food poisoning.
Not a good time to do it.
It wasn't great. I mean, we were there for a week. You probably could have waited till the day after, but he sort of said to me, hey, what do you think? Maybe did you want to get married?
That just sums up. That whole situation just sums up that bloke's life.
Oh, look, from beginning to end, it wasn't the best.
Maybe do you want to get married?
Yeah. Maybe I've chucked a bit of rat poison into her food. Now's the perfect time to do it.
I've got her. She can't move.
Oh, okay. And did you put the
ring
like
on? Did you put the ring on your finger, or did he put it on for you?
There wasn't. There was a plastic ring.
This is a disaster.
It's not. Don't be nasty.
Gary will be so much better.
Can
than
we
that.
Not just focus on what they said with the proposal and if they stuffed it up? Can we? Because people got. Yep. Guys injure themselves.
Yeah, often you might write a poem as well.
Yeah.
In your moment that you pull out of your pocket, sort of almost bachelor style.
Hannah's given us a call from St. Clair. What did your partner say, Hannah?
We went onto a trip to Italy, and he actually proposed in Venice, which is sweet, but when he got on one knee, he actually didn't say anything at all.
he froze.
I don't know if he froze, or I don't know if he couldn't come up with anything, but I actually had to ask him, is there anything you want to say?
Stage fright.
You had to draw it
and
out
he's
of
been
him.
Like that ever since the wind changed.
Yep.
Oh, so you got it out of him, Hannah. Are you still with him?
Yes, I am, and we're getting married next year.
That's good.
Yay.
Sensational.
Yeah, you're not there yet, though, Hannah, by the sounds of it.
No, no, we'll celebrate. They're still together.
I think Fitzy should say what's better. Whip a looks fat in that sweater. Write a letter to the
morning, boys. Your favourite time of the week. Letters to the editor. We love getting your feedback on the show. Tweet us at Fitzy and Whipper or visit the Facebook page. So kicking it off this morning, Tennille from Lamia emailed through. She says,
hi,
boys, thank you so much for the extra attention last week.
It's Tennille from Lamia. Hello, Tennille.
Hi, guys.
We got Tennille from Lamia on the line. Good morning, Tennille.
How are you guys? I'm not going anywhere.
So, Fitz, it's understandable, but you're making a bit of a habit of not listening to Whipper lately.
Well, we're going to talk about it later. How was the celebration yesterday for your birthday?
Yeah, it was good. I'll talk to you about it later.
Tony, welcome to the show.
Tony from West Hoxton. Who was in your room?
Lately? It's been 6 years.
Oh, mate. I tuned
out. I know you're
out.
Deaf, mate. I know
no, no,
deaf.
No. It's not about being deaf.
You are. Two ears, one mouth. More time listening.
I've learnt over the years an art of tuning out whenever you talk.
Of repeating
and
what I've just
and
said.
It's made my life so much better. you don't understand.
But you don't have to say things because I've already said it. I'm doing you a favour.
I don't care what you're saying.
I'm not listening.
I'm focusing on what I'm saying.
All right, Whipper, you have almost caused several car accidents lately, apparently. Demi has tweeted, I almost ran into the back of a car after hearing Whipper sing. Look, and
I'm
at
a payphone, trying to call home.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's got dreams.
Come on.
Right.
What happened here?
What?
Oh, no. Here's the cereal.
10 golden rules for a happy marriage. You're the business guy.
Selling, I can just hear the tickets going out the door for platinum. And
when is that band reforming?
Yeah, how did you ever get a cover band up with that voice?
I'm rhythm, babe.
Well, anyone can put a band together, Sarah. It's a matter of anyone going to see them.
Ticket sales are booming.
Fitz, let's rewind to the end of the show yesterday. James has tweeted, I think Fitzy was ready to go home. It started, if you remember, Fitz, when we were chatting about Lee from Survivor and Lee from The Bachelorette.
Imagine if Lee wins Survivor and Lee wins The Bachelorette.
Lee, no, he's a bachelor.
The show is The Bachelorette, Fitz.
No, but Lee.
Yeah, I'm just saying the two Lees. See the link I've made there?
And then I think things just got a little too confusing, didn't they?
No, but there was rumours Lee, who's the good-looking cricketer guy on Survivor, was asked to do Survivor next year.
You mean The Bachelor?
Oh, sorry. Asked to do The Bachelor.
So
off you go. You've done enough today.
Some of your best work.
It's still
What does help is that Lee didn't win Survivor.
Which
is
good for us. And that they're spelt differently. Maybe that helps. No, not at all. Okay. Whips, this complaint has actually come from one of the guys in engineering here at Nova. He said, hi, Sarah. I get he's a simpleton, but Whipper needs to brush up on his geography.
45 minutes into a flight from Moscow to Russia.
a flight from Moscow to Russia is as confusing as hearing about a flight from Sydney to Australia.
Yes, it is. So realise what
it's
I've done
flight.
There.
45 minutes too. Yeah, it's not far.
Should have read the story. Was that from Robbie Zamora, who works in engineering? Because I've donated so many shirts to that guy that I was going to drop off at the Selvo, and he's worn three of them each day this week.
For starters, it wasn't from him. And secondly, how many people in the building are wearing your clothes?
About three at the moment, which is good. And Tommy smiles because he's guilty.
Guilty as
charged. It's your wife's favourite shirt now.
It is my wife's favourite shirt.
Secondhand shirt of mine.
Well, I know a couple of girls in sales are using them as tents as they go away. That's not camping as well.
Sarah's wearing my undies.
Oh,
we should reveal today. There's a bit of info no one needed to know.
You stole them from your house when I was checking.
You'd fit into one of the legs, Sarah, for sure.
Okay.
This is interesting. Surgical procedures, I mean, everyone's a bit nervous going into one of those. And, I mean, anything around your face as well, I'd be a bit worried about. Nose jobs. I can't get over nose jobs and how they basically get a chisel out and chisel at your nose bone.
I had a nose job. I had a snoring issue as a kid.
Oh, that's right.
I had sleep apnea. And I went in for an old man operation. I was only 26, and they said, normally we do this on someone that's 65. So they took out my uvula, so I don't have that dangly thing in the mouth.
Oh, so they took out my tonsils. Similar to your dog.
Very similar. No, that was a prolapsed.
Prolapse.
Anyway, then they straightened my nose as well, took out the adenoids, and just trimmed the whole region. Yeah. Soft palate, gone.
Do you ever feel like your body just hates you?
No, it feels like it's always fighting.
This is funny.
I'm a fighter, Sarah.
Conflicting.
I'm a gladiator.
Well, open your ears and listen to this one, because a surgical procedure that has gone through the roof, one of the most popular in Australia at the moment, is men's liposuction.
He's the snack man!
Okay. Oh, wow. We haven't played that for a while for a reason.
Is men's liposuction for their man boobs.
He's the snack
Okay, mate.
Now, it is saying, look, when I read stuff like diet and exercise can only do so much, I always feel like there's a surgeon out there, because I was speaking to a guy last night, about 10, 15 years ago, professional sportsmen had this, and I had it, osteitis pubis, right?
It was everywhere.
It was everywhere. And then I had to get an operation to get both my groins cut because they were so tight, Seb, with the amount of training that you
right.
do. Now, no one gets osteitis pubis. You know why? And the doctors knew and the surgeons knew, but they were just cashing in on this surgery. Is because you work on your core. And it's all your Pilates stuff now. If you work on your core and strengthen your core, you don't have those problems anymore. But do you think the surgeons were going to tell anyone about that? No, they were making big bucks doing the surgery.
There's a big pushback ongoing in these days in terms of having operations and other ways to fix the issue. Big pushback. And you're right, Pilates and things like that can fix issues.
It is saying here, diet and exercise can only do so much. And with man boobs, they find that you can drop all that weight, but your man boobs will always be there.
It's a funny one, because sometimes you even see guys that aren't that big and they will have man boobs, or they'll just have...
It's just fat deposits.
So you
can't change necessarily
where
your
fat goes to certain parts of your body.
Cells
girls are.
Are
the same. And it becomes the last place that you lose weight when you want to lose
weight. You can mold that, though, can't you? If you went to the gym and did some bench press and some chest stuff, you'd be able to mold those boobs into beautiful pecs.
And by the way, when you brought this up in the meeting, 007 Ben said, I'll do that as well. Tommy, I would have thought, would put his hand up.
Yeah, I'm in.
You've got the little elf boobs. You know, like you know the elf shoes? You know the shoes they wear and they go
ski jump. Ski jump boobs.
Yeah.
I've got ski jump boobs.
Yeah.
I haven't got ski jump boobs.
They're a little bit more hanging than a ski jump.
No, they're more just fat boobs.
It is.
I would have said fat boobs over ski jump.
When Whipper does his, and we've tested this, when Whipper takes his top off, though, if you put a Snapchat filter on there, you can get dog face from his boobs and his belly button.
No,
you can hold pens and other items underneath.
Oh,
remember
should see
that?
I've got my lunch, I've got a spare change of clothes, I've got my keys, I've got my wallet. Do you know what upsets me? And I thank anybody that's ever said this to me when I've met them. They've said, oh, you're not as fat as we thought you were. Fitzy makes out that you're so fat. I would hope I get the same comments out there when people look at my boobs.
You're wearing a poncho at the time, though. They don't get really good to see it.
I don't wear ponchos. I mean, you know what? No man...
It's an arts mock.
No man can
walk into
a clinic and say, I'd like a
like a breast reduction.
I know.
I mean, for a breast reduction. I'd like to be taken from a C cup to a B, please.
Oh, come on. What's wrong with a bit of lipo? Get the old vacuum cleaner under there.
Oh, Sam, because I'm a bloke, mate. But if I woke up and my boobs were gone, I'd be bloody wrapped.
What if we started a Kickstarter campaign? Donate money.
To chip in to remove the tits.
Yeah. Do it live on air.
Oh, come on, guys.
It's and then we give away your boobs. We've given away Ricky Martin's toasted sandwich with a bite out of it, and you get Whipper's boobs.
You've missed the point. I said I was fine. Thank you anyway. Fitzy and Whipper.